So many of our neighbors are battling cancers of various varieties. For many, it's their own personal Everest to overcome this dreaded disease. And then others try to conquer mountains in reality while they're fighting that personal Everest.
Yes.
And we want to introduce you to one of them. 64-year-old John Rathel is a multiple myeloma patient. He has been fighting this for 12 years. And in the next week, he is going to be seeking to conquer Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania. We're joined by John and his doctor, Jeffrey Zonder, who is also going to be making the climb. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, guy.
Good to have you with us. This is, I guess, John, were you a climber before you went on this journey, before your diagnosis?
You know, I've always loved the mountains and backcountry, but I never thought that I would go this high. And it's been pretty amazing. You know, you couldn't have said any better. It's when you're diagnosed with cancer, you get afraid and you don't know what your future is. And when Dr. Zonder and I did Everest, my message was to all the people that I spoke to is your Everest may not be the top of Everest or base camp Everest, but it's doing a lot of things in life that you want to do, and now is the time to go conquer it.
And John, you know, it's always great, I think, to have that close connection with your doctor. You both are hikers. You like hiking. My doctor at Henry Ford, Dr. G, he's a boxing fan, and I'm a boxing fan, so we have a lot in common. You know, we talk, and it just makes it easier for you guys to talk about things and to get things done. How do you feel about that, the fact that you guys are both avid hikers, and it just kind of came together like that?
Well, you're exactly right, and, you know, the Carmano Cancer Institute is just a world-class facility right here in Detroit, and when you go and you're concerned about your future and you're afraid, and the first people you start talking to are the nurses, and then you meet your doctor. It took a while for Dr. Zonder and I to get around to hiking, and then when we did, it really opened up a great relationship and a more comfortable relationship regarding our treatments. But yeah, I like the boxing side of it, though. Maybe I could bring in some boxing gloves the next time I'm in clinic. And
we're not boxing, John.
Dr. Zonder, talk to me about the other fight that's being waged here. We know that multiple myeloma is, we've seen certainly in terms of treatment a lot of improvements over the past 20 years, but it's still incurable. This is to raise money for research. Talk to me about the promise that you see there.
I think things are moving so fast in the field of multiple myeloma. There's about 35,000 people per year diagnosed in the United States. And the number of people walking around with this disease, you know, just keeps growing and growing because outcomes keep getting better and better with new therapies. The Carmanos Cancer Institute's been a big part of developing many of these therapies, partly because we're a member institution of the Multiple Myeloma Research Consortium, which is a national network of research centers. And this hike that we're doing is actually part of a fundraiser for the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation and that consortium. The therapies, you know, that patients undergo include new targeted therapies, include bone marrow transplant, or, well, autologous stem cell transplant, which Carmano says one of the largest programs in the country. And most recently, we have new immune therapies, and one that a lot of people have heard about is CAR T cells. And Carmano has been the leader in Michigan in developing that cellular therapy, which I think in the future is going to become a really important part of treatment for most patients with myeloma.
And John, you know, you're, as you said, you're an average hiker. You just don't do this just to, like, you know, put another notch in your belt as far as, you know, racking up climbs. You really do this to give people with multiple myeloma hope.
Well, that's exactly right. When I was diagnosed, I didn't have anyone to talk to, and I didn't have anybody to share their success stories after the diagnosis. And I spent a lot of time really alone. You're alone with this disease. Mm-hmm. And now I have the ability to do these and then get involved with patients' lives and newly diagnosed cancer patients in general to talk to them and give them hope and communicate that, you know, a cancer diagnosis and certainly multiple myeloma is not a death sentence. And there are great treatments here right in Detroit at Carmanos. So, yeah, this is the only reason I do it, is to provide hope for cancer patients.
And, John, for those in our audience that would like to support you, I know that you've got some pretty ambitious goals in terms of the fundraising. This is going to go on from September 3rd to the 13th. You leave this afternoon. How do we support you? Where do we go?
Well, probably the best thing to do would be to support me directly is to go to give.themmrf.org/teamRathel. Again, that's give.themmrf.org/teamRathel, R-A-I-T-H-E-L.
Okay. You know, doctor, when somebody's fighting something like this, the tendency may be, well, I can't stretch myself because I got to save my energy to fight this disease. Is that the correct path? I mean, do you worry that this may weaken John or any other patient, that they may end up depleting their resources? Or is this the kind of thing that gives them better strength in the training?
Yeah, I think actually the exact opposite. It's important to listen to your body. Also, it's important to recognize when trips like this or certain, you know, activities aren't a good idea. You know, when you're in the middle of certain therapies, maybe your immune system isn't right for a trip like this. But in general, you know, continuous activity and exercise and keeping your general fitness and nutrition up as you're going through therapy only helps you along the way. I can tell you John's in better shape now than he was when he was first diagnosed.
That's incredible. That's great. That's incredible. Yeah, it is an inspiring story. We want to encourage our listeners to go to give.themmrf.org/teamRathel, R-A-I-T-H-E-L. And Nick, we can tweet this out and put it on Facebook, right? And so you can find it there on the WJR page and also at WJR Radio as well. Gentlemen, safe travels as you head to Kilimanjaro. I was just there in January. I know you say, why do you climb a mountain? Because it's there. I can unequivocally tell you, it's there. I saw it. It's waiting for you, and it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having us.
All right, okay, guys, and good also good luck with the fundraising as well. And keep us updated. Thanks so much, John.
We will. Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye.